Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning, good morning.
Seth Habagger.
Good morning.
And we are joined by our great friend, practically a part of the team, Executive Director of the Southfield County Humane Society, Madison Rafter. I'm sorry, Madison, you've got enough on your plate. I don't want to make you have to be concluded in this, but we do have a room for you if you ever want to go ahead
and
set up or anything.
I'll move in.
Thanks for being here, Madison. We appreciate you and the time you always give to our station and our listeners. How are things going over at the shop? How are things going at the Humane Society?
We're good. We're full. We're busy. We've got lots of events going on. We're very excited for it, but we are full with animals, so we're looking for adoptions. So dogs and cats both. So
I want to get to the pet of the week, but real quickly, just if we could rewind for a second, did you get a chance to get to Winterfield last night for Bark in the Park?
I did. So we were at Bark in the Park last night. Sadly, our attendance was a little lower, but the people that did come out and support us, we thank them for that. We had bingo that went on, but I think with the rain and the doubleheader, it was kind of a little bit short of attendance last night.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to make up for that next year with the next Bark in the Park, but a big shout out to everybody and all those furry friends that came down to the to Winterfield for that. And a shout out to the Rafter for hosting that. We appreciate them doing that so much. All right, we've made the audience wait long enough. What is our, we got to get a drum roll, Seth. What is our pet of the week?
We have Billy this week. Billy. He is a 10-month-old kitten. Kitten cat, if you would say. He is a little black and white domestic short hair. He came into us as a stray, so we don't have a lot of history on him, but he is just a funny little cat with a lot of character to him. He is just a very vocal boy, and he will tell you all about it all day long. We sit up in the lobby and we're like, oh, we know who's talking to us. It's Billy today. So he's just a very chatty boy and he's got a lot of personality. Billy is up to date on vaccines, neutered, and microchipped. He sadly does not do well with other cats. He potentially needs to be a cat that does need to be a single cat home only. Okay. He's just got so much personality to share that he just doesn't want to share the intention. And I don't blame him.
Oh, I get that. No, I'm trying. That's awesome. He sounds like a great cat. Also sounds a little bit like my daughter's cat. I cat sit over the weekend for her, and Ruby, her cat, has so much personality and is so talkative. I walk in the door and Ruby just right away. I love vocal animals. I love especially cats. I don't think we think about them as vocal animals very often, but a lot of them are like this, and they tend to be. All cats are sweet, but I find that the ones that tend to be a little more vocal are a little more affectionate. They tend to come by you a little bit more in that.
Yeah, they definitely tend to be more vocal. They tend to be more affectionate. They've got a lot of personality, and sometimes that personality, they just want to not share it with anybody else, and you know what? That's okay.
It's all right. We love them all the same. That's wonderful. I'm sorry, did you say Billy's age? How old is
he? He's 10 months.
10 months. Okay, good to know. So Billy's ready to go, can be adopted relatively quickly.
Yeah, he is available. He's actually been with us for a little bit. He came into us back in March, so he's been with us for a little bit, and he is just singing the song of his people, ready to find his new home.
Right on. before we catch up on events and different things going on over at the Humane Society, I was talking to a listener a little while ago, Madison, and they gave you a nice compliment, and I really appreciated it, because I did too, and I think we talked a little off-air about this. You featured an animal a little while ago that was a little older with our Pet of the Week, and we just love highlighting our senior pets. They deserve a home and deserve love just as much as a puppy or a kitten or any other animal out there. Mm-hmm. We don't always have that in these segments, not so much for us, but just, you know, universally Pet of the Weeks. We're not the only ones to do something like this. I know it's not we're not the originators of it.
No.
You just don't get that very often with that. Really do appreciate that you do that and you take the time for that.
Well, Bourbon is still available. Our kid, well, we talked about last week, and he is still looking for his forever home. I mean, he's a great senior, and we love those seniors, and we support them all. So,
You have Lake Arrowhead Barking for Birdies Golf Fundraiser coming up. That was in June.
Yep.
I'm looking at August. I meant to look at August. In August, we have a great one coming up on the 12th, the Southfield County Vaccine Clinic and Garage Sale.
Yeah.
We
are looking for donations of gently used pet supplies, so carriers, dog stairs, cat trees, you name it, just so that we can put those in, and it'll be a low-cost garage sale like we usually always do. And then on top of that, we have our vaccine clinic. So if you are in the need of vaccines, can't get into a vet clinic, we have our low-cost vaccine clinic that'll be happening as well. If people are interested in our vaccine clinic, we do have to take pre-registrations for that. because if we don't have enough people, we will not be able to have the vet come to us to do the event. So we are taking pre-registrations for our vaccine clinic. We have to have at least 20 people that sign up beforehand. Otherwise, we are not able to host it.
Okay. If people want to register, how can they do that?
Yeah, so we put a link up on our Facebook page, and we are putting it up on our website so that we will have that registration ready to go for you.
My mom asked a question the other day about this, as she loves you guys so much. And my fur brother, Sam, he... All right, between us, Sam's like a little bit of a sausage.
Yep.
Like, he puts on a little weight. He's got like the Bart Simpson belly and stuff. You know, he's thin everywhere else, but that belly's big. So it's been hard to find a harness for him. Mm-hmm. And my parents have gone through a couple of them, and they're barely used.
Yep.
They've been on Sam for like 5 seconds, and that's it. And, you know, not able to return them or whatever. So my mom was wondering, are those kind of things that drop off at the Humane Society?
Yeah, we can take pet clothes. We can take harnesses, collars, leashes, you name it. We've got dog carriers, cat carriers, pop-up kennels. I couldn't tell you what else I could rack off the top of my head. But if it's a question that you have that you're not sure if you can drop it off or not, you can give us a call over at the shelter at 715-423-0505, and our staff can gladly answer your questions for you.
Anything you guys are in need of more than other things right now?
We are in kitten season, so mm-hmm. kitten season is massively insane. So we are in need of kitten wet food. We are in need of 30-gallon garbage bags again and paper towels right now.
Mm. Always appreciate the time, Madison. One more time, Billy is our pet of the week. Where can people see Billy?
Billy is available on our website at SWCHS. Oh, I did the email. Sorry. SWCHS.com is our website. If you are interested, you can fill out an application on our website or shoot us an email at SWCHS@SWCHS.com.
Always good seeing you, talking to you. Thanks so much for being in, Madison. Appreciate the time. Mm-hmm. We'll have another Pet of the Week for you next week. Be listening every Thursday for that. And a big shout out again to our friends at the Southland County Humane Society. Find out more about all the great things that they are doing over there at SWCHS.com. Be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great follow. Be sure to do so and support our local Humane Society and all the Humane Societies wherever you are living. We'll take a break and come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We hope you are having a great start to your Thursday. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
It's going down, fade to Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me.
I'm not interrupting Dr. Dre. I'm not doing that. He's a doctor, for God's sake. I'm not going to interrupt the guy. Wait, he's not a real doctor?
No, not a real doctor. Okay.
Nope. Moving on. We got to get into some entertainment news right now, but real quick, a big shout out again to Madison Rafter, Executive Director over at the Southland County Humane Society. Mm. We love hanging out with Madison.
She's great.
It's always fun. Appreciate everything she does for our community. Taking a look at some entertainment news, we're going to get into the Emmy nominees in a second, but Tom Cruise is Tom Cruise. I mean, at this point, do we really have to get any descriptors when it comes to Tom Cruise? No matter what you think of Tom Cruise, you can't accuse him of not putting in the work.
That's true.
On Tuesday, he attended Mission Impossible premieres in D.C., Miami, Atlanta, and Toronto.
Whoa.
And I actually think it was kind of cool. In Atlanta, he told the crowd, quote, "I hope you enjoy the film because we made it for you." And that's a kind of a corny line.
Right.
But it actually is pretty apt. Tom Cruise, a while back, he started to go a different route with his life. And I'm not going to get too into the weeds in this and everything.
Yes.
But when this happened, right around the time he's jumping on Oprah's couch, he starts his own production company.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason he did this was because he wanted to do movies like the Top Gun movie last year mm-hmm. and the Mission Impossible movies. There's another franchise, another thing that he's done too. But he wanted to do not necessarily Magnolia. You know, drama,
right.
a lot of that kind mm-hmm. of thing. And he also wanted control of his career.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting older and was not getting the roles that he was getting before and everything. So very similar to a lot of actors starting their own production company, wanted to do something like this to obviously help promote and keep his career going.
Right.
First and foremost, there's not mm-hmm. a bigger fan in the world of Tom Cruise than Tom Cruise. but also, you also fair to mention that he is a big movie fan. He's mm-hmm. a fan of movies. He loves movies. He likes the movie-going experience. This is a guy who bet on himself and won. You know, I mean, whatever else you want to say about him, and there's a lot we could say about Tom Cruise. I got no interest in having a beer with the guy or nothing like that.
Right.
But you got to give credit where it's due. And I admire that, and I like people that... To me, it makes perfect sense to make movies for people that are going to see movies. Like,
right.
You want these movies to do well. Do you think the guys that made The Flash or Indiana Jones wish they might have done some things differently right now?
It seems that way.
Especially the ones that are in the unemployment line right now. Like, you know, I guarantee you this Dead Reckoning is going to do gangbusters. I don't know if it's going to break any records or anything like that, but it would be a bigger shock to me that it flopped than any of these other movies. This would be in part because he's done such a – even think about this. One of the bigger names in the world and one of the more, like, you know, controversial names really when it comes to it. And yet Tom Cruise – he's still doing this. Like, Scientology, this, blah, 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 this place. When's the new Mission Impossible movie coming out? Like, you know, how big was Top Gun? It's staggering to me. We have no other examples like this.
No, not really.
I'm sure there are probably some. You scrape the barrel and everything. But
not this big. It's this to this extent, yeah.
I come out with my you know, quote unquote religion, and I'm promoting it every second I get, and it's as controversial as it is, and all these other things, and yet on the other side of it, I'm arguably the biggest box office star of all time. It's crazy to me. It doesn't happen, and especially in 2023, where you sneeze and you can get canceled. Somehow this guy's got grandfathered in, and I don't get it. I don't understand it. I think that nobody's going to say that he's not a bad actor, that he's not good at these action movies and all that. I think that's all well and good. Mm-hmm. But there's plenty of people that are that and got canceled.
Yeah.
You know, how he keeps doing this.
He walks a fine line. I don't know how he does it, but he does it.
Did you got something on the list?
Well, I think part of it has to...
Did you got something?
I got something.
Jeez, man.
Part of it has to do with his, you know, rise to fame before he did this whole religion thing, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was teasing, but I actually do think he was grandfathered in.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
That's a great point, Melissa. I think that's
and,
true.
And they're just willing to overlook that negative aspect. Sorry. Maybe it's not negative to some people, but...
the way he goes about it, maybe. Let's put it that way.
That's I don't think we can get sued for that. I think safe. I think that was a safe way to put it. The Emmy nominees were announced yesterday, and as usual, HBO had the most with 127.
Sheesh.
But the interesting part of this is that more than half of those, 74 to be exact, came from just three shows.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Succession got the most nominations of any show with 27. It was followed by The Last of Us with 24 and The White Lotus with 23.
Wow.
All three of those shows are up for Best Drama, along with Andor, Better Call Saul, The Crown, and House of Dragon, along with Yellow Jackets. The Best Comedy nominees are Abbott Elementary, Barry, The Bear, Jury Duty, The Marvelous Miss Maisel, Only Murders in the Building. Oh, I love that show.
I want to see that one.
It is so good. And Ted Lasso and Wednesday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wednesday being the comedy section is a little weird, but I guess you don't really have anywhere
dark
else to
comedy,
put it.
Maybe.
Dark comedy.
Yes. The Emmys normally air in September, but that's probably not happening due to the Writers Guild strike. So we could be looking at November or even January. Who knows? It'll be interesting, that's for sure. I want to get into the exact list, but before we go too far, I did want to send a big shout out to Andor.
Yeah.
Andor getting some respect.
As it should.
I know it's a Star Wars show, so you know, you're either hit or miss with that one. You got a lot of people that are going to be into it and a lot of people that aren't and all that. But the actors that they brought onto that show and the performances that there were, when it was airing, I talked his ear off at nauseam. Some of the best acting I've seen on TV, it was in that show. Period. And we're talking about somebody who has dissected acting worst and crazier than anybody in human history, arguably. And I'm telling you, man, you watch that show and you just strip away all the sci-fi and all that other stuff and everything, and you just look at it as acting. Some incredible monologues and dialogue and everything.
And I have to give the production team on that one, too, because I have not watched a show in so long that sustained the tension constantly in that show. It was amazing. It was constantly on the, you're on the edge of your seat. What's going to happen? What's going to happen?
I have goosebumps thinking about certain scenes right
yes,
now.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
It was so good.
And you're right. They should have been nominated because they did such a great job.
I'm just surprised they were.
Yeah, exactly. I know the first season of Mandalorian got some cred. They got some nominations. But you're right. In that kind of stuff, that usually doesn't.
Variety put out a list of the biggest surprises among the nominees for the 75th annual. During last year's Emmy nominations, one of the day's headlines was that Yellowstone and 1883 were entirely shut out. This year, Yellowstone is in a precarious place. It has been announced that season 5 will be its last because of Kevin Costner, but it's unclear when part 2 will come out and everything, so a lot of people were pretty upset about them not really being in the running for a lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the limited series that got nominations that in the ones that didn't, like I thought Ewan McGregor should have been nominated for Obi-Wan.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
I feel like that should have happened, but mm-hmm. That's one of those ones I also...
Again, get. Yeah, not surprising.
I do want to take a look at Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series, Jeff Bridges for The Old Man, Brian Cox for Succession, Kieran Culkin for Succession, Bob Odenkirk for Better Call Saul, Pedro Pascal for Last of Us, and Jeremy Strong for Succession. That's one of the, no play on it, strongest... lists I've ever seen in my life.
Right.
That's impressive.
That is very cool.
Outstanding lead actress is just as good. Sharon Horgan from Bad Sisters, Melanie Lynskey from Yellow Jackets, Elizabeth Moss from The Handmaid's Tale. God, she's good. Bella Ramsey from The Last of Us. Way to go, Bella. I'm really happy for her. I like her a lot.
Very cool.
Carrie Russell from The Diplomat and Sarah Snook from Succession. All great performances and great actors.
Cool.
Really cool to see a lot of this. Huge list, obviously. Outstanding lead actor in a comedy series, Bill Hader for Barry. I am so happy for him. Martin Short in Only Murders in the Building.
Oh.
Jason Segel for Shrinking. Jason Sudeikis for Ted Lasso. And Jeremy Allen White for The Bear. Big fan of Jeremy Allen White. Good actor. But I guarantee you that Martin Short is holding this over Steve Martin's head. 24/7. I guarantee
he got nominated and he didn't. Yeah.
I am positive of this, in part because Steve Martin did that to Martin Short when he was nominated and Martin Short wasn't.
They could do a whole tour totally about
fair.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. They're so good together, by the way. Yep. Selena Gomez is just, there are a few shows I recommend. I would recommend anybody watch Only Murders in the Building.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of those universal shows almost everybody could get into. And they're going into their final season right now. They've had guest stars from Tina Fey and Sting and some other actors on this final season. They're bringing in Ant-Man. They're bringing in Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
Helen Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep?
Ooh,
yeah, really? Wow. Meryl Streep doing TV, everybody. Just to tell you, if you were wondering how strong the writing is on that show and the respect that other actors have on that show, Meryl Streep. Almost swore. God, maybe the greatest actor in the world. Yeah. Outstanding lead actress in a comedy series, the great, the wonderful Christina Applegate gets nominated for Dead to Me. Good for her.
Good for her.
Rachel Brosnahan for The Marvelous Miss Maisel. We love her.
She's great.
Jenny Ortega is fantastic in Wednesday. Natasha Lyonne is underrated and got nominated for Poker Face. One of my favorite voices in acting is Natasha Lyonne.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite people ever, Quintina Brunson for Abbott Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
A big shout out to all of them.
Yeah.
Outstanding supporting actress, Alex Borstein got nominated along with Cheryl Lee Ralph, who has been around for a long time and is just, thanks to her performances in Abbott Elementary, still starting to get some nominations.
Cool.
Outstanding limited series, Beef on Netflix, Dahmer on Netflix, Daisy Jones and the Six on Prime, Fleischman in Trouble on FX, and Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney+.
All right. So it did get at least one shout out. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
You can catch the entire list. And of course, the Emmys are, we don't know when the Emmys are coming, but they'll be there eventually. And I do think that we are closer to the end than the beginning of the writer's strike.
Okay. That's good to know.
I think that is fair to say, and I don't think I'm sharing too much with that. That's all I can share, but that's about the... Mm-hmm. I would think that the people I'm talking to would be okay with that.
Okay.
And if not, I will get a text within minutes.
Yeah. What are you talking about, man?
Yeah.
I just one more thing about the whole awards thing about the Emmys. Maybe they could just give them out.
Yeah.
Not do the whole ceremony thing. Yeah. Just give them out. Yeah. Do like the Screen Actors Guild or the Writers Guild does. They have their awards every year, and they basically just say, okay, you won. You know, and you know, that kind of thing. Maybe a small ceremony, but you know, maybe they're afraid that people will never come back. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
It's possible.
I don't know, but I agree with you.
I think we should do it. Yeah.
I think it wouldn't. I think it would actually win a lot of people over.
Yeah,
you know, and show that it's not just about you want to get. It's nice to give these people their moment. Mm-hmm. Everybody deserves, no matter what your job is, a moment like that.
Yeah.
But showing that it's not about the pomp and circumstance, that it's about
exactly.
That.
I just skip it.
People are interested in the Emmys. They want to know who wins, but they're not necessarily the stuff that comes along with it. They're not. I don't know if they're really interested in that.
There are a few people that love acting the way I do and romanticize it the way I do. I understand that. I see it clearly. But I'd be the first person to tell you that any chance to show a little less ego in the industry would be really nice.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Really good to do. And I have a feeling it would win a lot of people over.
I think it would. Honestly.
Mm-hmm. We'll take a break. We're going to get to Melissa's news. We'll come back with our top hacks for staying cool in the summer.
Cool.
Coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great start to your Thursday. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
Indeed.
Might be a little bit easier to stay cool the next couple of days.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So just put this in your hat and keep it back there in case you need it. If you're too warm in winter, you take your sweater off. So the logic is sound here, just a little weird. a poll asked people to name their top hacks for staying cool in the summer. And shaving your whole body made the list.
Wow.
Shaving off body hair just missed the top 10. 1 in 10 people said that they're grooming themselves to stay cool during a heat wave.
Okay.
It seems extreme, but okay. All right. A little bit. We got our top 10 tactics here, none of which require a razor, thankfully.
Thank goodness.
You want to start at number 1, number 10, you guys?
Let's say the one. I'm saying one today.
Yeah, let's go one.
Okay. We do want to include the audience, as always, 424-2600. Go ahead and give us your staying cool hacks. We want to hear those. Number one, drink lots of stuff with ice in it.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Totally makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest things you could do is stay hydrated, and certainly that helps with that.
Indeed, it does.
How about eat ice cream?
Yeah.
That will internal
cold
cooling.
Things in your body.
You got it.
How about buck naked? sleep naked or in your underwear, no pajamas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Although we did find out that you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
Your sheets get sweaty then as opposed to your pajamas.
Yeah.
But wash your sheets more.
That really angered me. I got to be honest. I didn't get into it at the time, but it really angered me. I like sleeping that way, and I don't sleep much to begin with. So ever since that article, I haven't been sleeping that way, and my sleep is even worse.
Oh, see, now you gave into peer pressure, man.
I did.
Don't do that.
I never do that.
Yeah, I know. What's going on, man?
Because I want to be healthy. I got rough skin as it is. I don't want to mess with the skin, so I thought, oh, this will help. And no, now I'm not even sleeping even less.
Sleeping is good for your skin.
That's true.
Close windows and curtains to keep cool air in and sunlight out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's a good one.
I do that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We were talking the other day about bad purchases. One of the greatest purchases I have made in the last couple of years are blackout curtains.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Those are good.
They're not that expensive, and they're a fantastic purchase if you are somebody that struggles with that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Not only does it darken, but like we just said, it keeps, you know, keeps the heat out. The sun out. Yep.
Cold showers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm,
yep.
I'm,
lower your body temperature from the outside.
Yep, that'll do it.
I'm familiar with those. It's a low hanging joke. I had to make the joke. It's a joke.
Bonus points if you eat ice cream while taking a cold shower.
Okay, 424-2600 if you've done that. I'll admit it. I've done it.
Really?
I've done it.
Wow.
I did it with I had in a bowl. I was in a hurry. I was 27, 28. I had to have been around there. I'm in my first apartment by myself. So actually, I was probably a lot younger than that. I was probably 24, 25.
Yep.
I'm in my first apartment by myself. Nobody else is around. So I just figured, what's the roughness of this? You know, and it's one of those shower stall like things. It's that just doesn't a have
stand
a
up shower. Yeah,
stand up shower. So I've got my ice cream. I'm doing all this, but I was in a rush. And I got in there with it, and I'm eating it, and realized, well, wait a minute, I got to wash my hair and everything and stuff. And I'm trying to figure out where to put the ice cream. So I thought I could eat it real fast, and then, you know, put it away, and I get a headache.
Yeah, yeah.
Brain freeze.
I get a brain freeze as I'm washing my hair. It's a nightmare.
Nightmare. Now we have anecdotal evidence that you shouldn't do that. At the same time.
I don't necessarily recommend it, but I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. You got to find out. Yeah. Some of us got to learn things the hard way, and I'm one of them.
Sometimes experience is the only teacher. So
So just stick with beer in the shower. It's fine.
There you go. Another one I've done, yes. Number six, drink something hot like coffee or tea. Studies have found that can actually cool you down.
Ooh.
They do that, I believe, in the Middle East more commonly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's true.
So different people, different things are going to work, obviously. Mm-hmm. If you are somebody that has Middle Eastern blood in you, I would say that I would try this because I know for me, this works really good.
Oh, interesting.
My coffee at night, usually it's when the sun is down, but having a cup of coffee at night, not going crazy. It's usually decaf or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's more about just having the flavor, not the caffeine, of course.
Right.
But it does. It tends to cool me down a little bit. Not all the time. When I was in California, I noticed this didn't work as well, but it is something that works well for me. I would recommend it. I think it's something worth trying.
Yeah.
I would say that it didn't make me, when I was in California, it wasn't working as much. I didn't feel hotter. I just felt the same. So I don't think there's any, you know, harm, any foul with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Use multiple fans strategically positioned.
There you go.
Yes, air currents.
But now they don't give you what the strategic placement is. What are you doing
here?
Yeah,
but every room is different, though. It's got to be strategically positioned in your room.
Oh, wait. What is this, feng shui that we're talking about now? Is it enough?
I would say that is my dad's special. We didn't have a lot of air conditioners growing up.
Okay.
And when we did, it was usually a hand-me-down, and it was one of those old ones that weighs 9,000 pounds.
Yeah,
and
really
window
loud.
Unit.
And,
So my dad got like an artist with this, where they're set up and he's watching the game and like immediately like out of nowhere just stop and move the fan an inch, you know, really into it.
This is the right spot.
Take a frozen bottle of water to bed. It has it was a trendy hack a few summers ago and people have kept doing it.
Oh yes, I remember hearing about that. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that one's worth a try.
Cold water bottle.
I would try that.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep in something breathable like cotton.
Okay.
Yes.
That's true. Important. So. But they said sleep naked. Boy, I don't know.
Yeah,
we're getting mixed. I know this is a poll.
This is an option.
Yeah,
you know.
It's true.
Put a wet towel on your head to cool you down.
Yep.
Yep. Mm,
you've tried that before.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Then that did show the kids when we were still without air conditioning. That was one thing we showed. Hey, put a little water on your skin. It'll cool it off.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't do the same thing, but I guess in a way I've kind of done this because I like taking a shower right before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't always have time in the morning because I've obviously got to get here and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So get it out of the way right before I go to bed, and then go to bed with wet hair. But it keeps my head cool.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true.
Here are a few more that made the top 20. Put a bowl of ice in front of a fan.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
it
cool.
Does raise the humidity level in your room.
That's true. So
but it
keep
does
that in
cool
mind.
It down. Mm-hmm.
Put your feet in cold water.
Yep.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Eat something spicy.
Yes. What they do, people around the equator have learned many times, make you sweat and that'll cool you off.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sleep outside. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, as long as there's no mosquitoes or loud
maybe
noises, find a way. If you're in the woods, that's helpful.
If you have a yard, don't do this in your driveway.
No, it's kind of weird.
If you live in an apartment complex, you might want to. And this final one, I don't even want to say it, you guys. I don't want to. It disturbs me to even say these words. Walk around in wet socks.
Wet socks?
Ooh.
There are few things I hate more in this world than wet socks.
No. When you're like walking and you step in a puddle or something in the house. Yes. Or somebody drops. Yeah. Ugh. Ugh.
Drives me nuts. All day you're walking around with that one sock that's wet or whatever. It's like when you get a pebble in your shoe and it's not bad enough to make you stop and take it out, but it's bad enough to annoy you. It's just irritating. Like that. Just like that. How will you keep cool? You can keep letting us know, you know, 424-2600. You can call up today's show or tomorrow's show anytime you want.
I know. I got an idea. Go jump in a lake. That'll cool you off.
Sure. Take a long walk off a short pier.
There you go. Same thing. Yeah.
We'll be back with some more morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Ooh. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR.
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond. I want a girl who knows what's best. I want a girl with shoes that cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes. I want a girl.
It's the morning show. Good one, Seth. That was a good one. Nice.
One of my all-time favorite songs.
What is a mind like a diamond?
I have no idea.
Just really hard?
I have no idea.
You have a hard mind, and I like that.
It's priceless.
Oh, there you
it's
go.
A priceless mind.
That's a good one. Okay. That's one of my all-time favorite songs. That's Cake, by the way, if anybody didn't know it was Cake. It was also the theme to the show Chuck.
That's right.
Back in the day. Right. Yep. Yeah.
One of the sillier themes. I like the song, but it didn't fit the show, I felt like it didn't really. I'm surprised
you like a band named Cake, Seth.
Well, you know, can't have everything.
It shows how good they are. But they are a good band.
I like them.
Great stuff on your radio dial tonight. Be sure to join us this afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock for Midday Magazine. In part one, we've got our great friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theaters, production of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory coming in, director Gretchen Powers, and Willy Wonka, played by Brandon Winter, are going to be with us.
All right.
Awesome.
Nice.
That's so much fun. We've got a lot of great people in that show. Mm-hmm. Cannot wait to see that one. We'll talk more about that performance coming up on the 21st and 22nd this month.
Yeah, it reminds me. I got to get tickets.
Go to WRC.
Yeah, that's right.
Go to WRCT.org to get those tickets right now. Don't even have to wait. And in part two, our wonderful friend Laura Huber, 4-H educator with UW-Madison Extension, Wood County, going to be with us. Love talking to Laura. Rafter baseball on your radio dial tonight. Join us at 5:50. Our pregame kicks off as the Rafters take on the Dock Spiders in a two-game series right here at Winterfield. First pitch at 6:05. Our pregame kicks off at 5:50. Every hit, every win of Rafter baseball right here all season long at WFHR. Got a That Ain't Right story here I wanted to touch on real quick. You want to live in an old nuclear missile silo? Anybody?
Whoa.
Anybody? Anyone? Housing market's tough, people.
if they put in a circular staircase, I'm in.
All right, there we go. We won our over.
All we right. have won. All right.
We got a sale. Melissa, I'll be sending those details to you right at the
Thank you.
Unique homes are trendy, and this definitely fits the bill. Only downside, you have to live underground in the middle of nowhere, Nebraska. Last year, a YouTuber named Adam Flair bought an old nuclear missile silo about 50 miles outside of Lincoln, Nebraska.
Okay.
His plan was to flip it, and now he's done renovating. He paid $550,000 for this last year, and recently put it on the market for $750,000 for.
So, okay. Wow.
That's not that much of an increase for the amount of renovation he probably had to do.
Mm-hmm. I actually had to look at it twice because I was a little taken back by that. Yeah. That's a lot to live in a small town in small town Nebraska, but he's advertising it as an opportunity to own a piece of Cold War history. Also, it was built by Army Corps of Engineers to withstand a nuke attack. So, you know.
There's always that. You
know, yeah. Survivalists unite.
The prepper angle, maybe.
Yeah, you never know. Maybe.
Remax is handling the sale and says several potential buyers have already reached out.
Wow.
And here's what they'll get. It's got just over 1,250 square feet of living space, so it's not huge. But there's also an unfinished lower level that's the same size. He says it has endless possibilities. The entire living space is actually in the old control room where they would have launched the missiles.
Yikes.
But you can get to the silo itself through a tunnel. The bottom of the silo is filled with water. It looks like he put a little raft in there to paddle around in. So that sounds kind of fun, I suppose.
So, indoor pond?
I was going to say, on the listing, it's got indoor concrete pool.
Yeah.
With raft.
There's only one bedroom and one bathroom. And it's a three-quarter bath, so a toilet, sink, and shower, but no tub. It comes furnished with an oven, refrigerator, and microwave. It also added some amenities like a foosball table, popcorn machine, and a big wall to hang all your, you know, other kind of things.
Stuff,
whatever.
Yeah.
Stay whatever you want to, you know, put up there.
You know, your nuclear codes, whatever, you know.
Whatever, yeah. There's also a projector with a big screen. You'll have to have Wi-Fi to be able to set it up to a Starlink satellite dish outside. And you're going to need good Wi-Fi.
You're going
to
need some strong Wi-Fi, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It comes with just over 6 acres of land from ground level. You'll barely know it's there except for a concrete entryway. The address is 1200 Silo Lane.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Is it just me, or does this scream super villain starter home?
Yes.
It really feels like that, but wow.
I'm showing a picture of it to Seth, and it honestly, if it looks like a little lower level apartment in Manhattan.
It does. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of cool looking. I got to give him credit.
Or like part of it looks like a new diner, like a newish bar/diner kind of place.
Right.
It looks really nice. Yeah. He did an amazing job on this.
Yeah, the kitchen has got like a breakfast bar there too. And it's kind of, he did a good job with it. I got to give him a lot of credit.
The way the housing market is and the way that things are just selling like crazy, like things are barely on the, you know, out there for very long. I actually think this will sell. I think it'll sell relatively quick.
Notice he didn't put in there, no missile has been disarmed. Yeah, maybe it's still there.
I wouldn't begrudge him if he's still trying to, you know, get some selling points with that or anything.
True.
Comes with missile.
Decommissioned missile.
424-2600, would you live there if it was given to you? I'm not going
to
ask.
Given people, to you. Yeah, $700,000.
You know, but you got to live there.
But you got to live there, yeah.
You can't flip it. You got to live there if you're getting it. I would. I would do it. I would do it because the contract would say, maybe because I'm making up the rules, the contract would say for a year.
Yeah, I was going to say there's got to be a time limit.
Yeah.
Because it's in the middle of Nebraska.
Mm. Yeah, well, Lawrence isn't too far away, so it's not that bad.
I have never stepped foot in Nebraska. Yeah, I don't want to talk too much about Nebraska, too bad about Nebraska or anything, but I will say that everything I've seen, there's a reason I've never stepped foot in Nebraska. There's a reason I didn't.
Wow, out of nowhere, Nebraska bashing. Yeah. What's going on here?
I really don't like it either. I'm really not. I'm trying not to, but I also got to be honest.
I'm sure there's lovely people in Nebraska and beautiful things to visit. But if you're just driving across it,
there's not much there.
The longest.
Oh yeah.
Flattest.
Mm-hmm.
Place to drive forever. Forever.
When we talk about places,
North Dakota.
I'm never talking about the people.
Oh, of course not.
You know, the people, we got great people in every city and every country and every county in this whole entire state. but there are certain states that look, you're probably never going to catch me in Mississippi, all right? I'm sorry. The way I look, nah. I don't care if it's 2023. I'm getting yelled at here in Rapids. What do you think's going to happen in Mississippi, man? I ain't taking those chances. I'll drive through.
I'll drive through.
I ain't stopping. I mean, and that's my own bias and my own hesitancy. I could drive through Mississippi and every single person I see with a Star David. And, you know, what do I know? I've never been there. That's my stereotyping. That's on me.
Right.
I got to get better about those things. But, you know, the Nebraska thing, I don't know. I'm with you, Melissa. I'm with you on
silo.
This one.
Yeah,
it does sound a bit isolated. I will throw that out there. That might get to be a bit much. So, yeah.
I want to get to some local good stories of the day, and one of those is happening on WIRI tonight, Trail Tunes.
Oh, that's right. 7 to 8 tonight. Hey. Check out the Trail Tunes show. I've got some classics, of course. In fact, I've got all four of the big four Singing Cowboys on. Got your Rex Allen, your Tex Ritter, of course, Roy and Gene as well. But I also have songs by newer bands, including now. I wish I had that in front of me because there's a band that's got a the Hot Band of Cowtown, I think is what they call themselves like that, which is a great name, and some new interpretations of some classic cowboy songs. So check that out. It's going to be a fun show tonight. So if you haven't had it, if you haven't caught it yet, now's a great time to join in. 7 to 8 on WIRI 105.5.
Yeah, Hot Club of Cowtown.
Hot Club, thank you. Hot Club of Cowtown, nice. Yes.
That's a great name.
It's a great name, it is.
Another good story, our Pet of the Week from our friends at the Southland County Humane Society. A big shout out to the Collar Club and, of course, to our friends at the Humane Society, Madison Rafter, joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to find out more about Billy and all the other great pets and all the other great things they got going on over there at SWCHS.com. Be sure to follow them on social media. And wherever you live, support your Humane Society. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We have the blood donation challenge going on with Civic Media right now.
Yeah.
Another good story of the day. Donate blood anywhere in Wisconsin between now and July 31st and get entered to win some awesome prizes, tons of prizes, State Fair tickets, Milwaukee Brewer tickets. And we came up with something earlier, the three of us, that I think is a pretty fun idea. Melissa was mentioning, hey, go ahead and mention WFHR, WIRI.
Yeah, tag us in it.
Yep.
If you do that, you'll win Rafter tickets instantly.
Woohoo!
We can't guarantee that you'll win State Fair tickets or Brewer tickets or anything like that. But
Civic Swag, I believe they're giving that away too.
That too. Thank you, Melissa. But we can guarantee you the Rafter tickets
if you
donate from here in town here or something.
We got lots.
Yeah.
Give them away.
Yeah. So be sure to do that. All you got to do is go to anywhere that they're donating, that there are donations, and I'll have some of those options for you in a second. Take a selfie and use the hashtag CivicPints or... Yep. You go to civicmedia.us/giveblood, and you can upload it right there.
Yep, that's right.
Encourage you to do this, everybody. We greatly appreciate everybody being a part of this. Donors are needed in July to prevent a blood shortage.
You can be a hero.
Yep, we encourage you to do this. And the Red Cross, the American Red Cross, is also doing a great giveaway along with this. I don't know if they knew this at Civic or not, but right alongside the same time we're doing this. So now through the
16th, I believe.
Yeah. July 17th through the 31st, presented donors will receive an official licensed Shark Week t-shirt while supplies last.
Nice.
Ooh.
Donors will also be automatically entered for a chance to win a 3-night New York giveaway getaway for two with a private shark dive adventure at Long Island Aquarium.
Whoa.
Cool.
Wow.
The Red Cross teamed up with Warner Brothers and Discovery, partnering to encourage blood donors during Shark Week and the theatrical release Meg 2. The Trench.
Oh, brother.
If it gets people to donate,
give blood, man. Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah. Totally with you.
Encourage you to do that. You can find out more by going to redcrossblood.org. Encourage you to do that. Adams County has a blood donation opportunity coming up in the 17th from noon to 5 or at their community center. Encourage you to look into that. Stevens Point almost every day has a blood donation opportunity over at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center at 3201 C Main Street in Stevens Point.
Right next to Hyde Music.
We have opportunities coming up here in Rapids next week, and including on the 21st at McMillan Library at 490 East Grand Avenue from 10 to 3. Head on over to McMillan. You can donate blood there. And when you do this, be sure to use the hashtag CivicPints. Get yourself some cool swag.
Nice.
It's Thursday, Seth. We know what that means around here.
It means Lunch by the River is happening in just a little bit here. Yeah, starts at 11:30, goes till 1 p.m. every Thursday throughout the summer. This week, we have the Paper City Savings Association, Renaissance by Rens, and Solaris are all the sponsors this week. And they're sponsoring the entertainer Garth Engelbright, which if you're born with the name Garth Engelbright, you're destined to become an entertainer. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Garth is great. He's really good.
But that's a great name and very cool. So come out every Thursday because they always have different acts coming up here. Next week sounds very cool. Jackson Taylor is going to be here.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Jackson Taylor, that's a kind of a big name around here. That's really cool.
That is.
So we've got that coming up here. We've got some other great vendors, of course, the food vendors, including Jamaican Kitchens, Rocky Rococo, Hawaiian Plate Lunch, Chatterbox, La Taqueria, Joe Street Eats, and Granny's Beach and Ice.
Oh, gotta love that. Love that name.
That's a great title.
Really is.
That's a great
Just
name for a business.
Just make sure you bring cash because not all of them accept cards.
Exactly. And, of course, vendors vary from week to week. So keep that in mind as well.
While you're doing that, go ahead and check out the farmer's market as well. The farmer's market going on right now. Encourage you to do that. You're not only getting some of the best produce in the state, but you're helping our local farmers and ag and certain our vendors out there. Mm-hmm. Greatly appreciate the farmer's market and lunch by the river going on. A big shout out to everybody a part of those great, great things.
Indeed.
And, you know, I thought this would be kind of a fun way to wrap up with an idiom. You know, we don't get to do this much anymore.
Yeah.
Where we talk about, I used the term earlier, buck naked. And I'm like, well, where does that come from? Buck naked is a very informal phrase, meaning, you know, completely nude. Describing someone as buck naked means that they have no clothing on, of course. So we all pretty much get that, I think.
Yep.
But what about the origin of it, huh? Where does this come from? The phrase buck naked has been used since at least the early 1900s.
Okay.
It's unclear why the word buck is used in the phrase, while the word buck is sometimes used as an adjective meaning completely or totally. So that is where they think it stems from.
Oh, okay.
One common theory is that the word buck in buck naked is used to compare a person's smooth naked skin to that of a buck, meaning a male deer.
who's going around feeling
complimentary?
Yeah, your nice smooth skin. Yes,
I think that's pretty interesting.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty. I never would have known that, and I wouldn't have never guessed it. It's been that. It's that old. That's
a long time. Yeah,
I wouldn't have thought it was around from then that long. That's pretty interesting.
You know, it makes me think a little addendum here on the word naked, which originally didn't mean unclothed. That was nude. That means, you know, you're completely unclothed. Mm-hmm. Naked meant without armor.
Right.
Initially, that naked meant that, but now it's because, of course, becomes mean the same thing as nude. Basically, means that you don't have any clothes on. So.
Mm-hmm. Save the date, everybody, for some sweet summer fun. The third annual Touch a Truck is happening 11 to 3, July 29th at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. Join us in the Family Center for vehicle displays, food, kids games, and more. This is one of the few opportunities the Family Center has to promote and to raise funds for the vital work that they are doing over there. Come, have a great time, and know that the whatever you spend is going right back into the Family Center and helping families in some of the toughest times that they are in.
Exactly.
This is what good communities do. We come together and we raise attention to things like this.
Yep.
We'll talk more about it as we get closer to the event. And I wanted to wrap up with just one more thing. A new report found inflation dropped to 3% last month for the first time in 2 years.
Woohoo!
So they're saying, and there's a lot more experts coming out and more talking about this, that the era of ever increasing prices is finally coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, it is nice.
A lot of this we're going to believe when we see it.
Of course.
but still, pretty good story to wrap up on.
I agree. Very good.
I think so.
Thanks for a wonderful show, you two. You guys have a great day.
You as well.
You too, James.
Thanks to all the callers we had today and all you great listeners out there. We'll meet you back here tomorrow and get you ready for the weekend at 97.5 FM. 1320. Oh, you know what? Pam says it better than anybody. Any of us.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and...